In a world that often pulls us away from prayer and worship, how can we keep God at the center of our busy lives? Padre Pio offers us timeless wisdom that can transform even the simplest tasks into moments of divine connection. Stay tuned to hear his guidance.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Also, be sure to visit our website, and our Christmas Novena is now available for you to join. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, a day we dedicate to exploring Padre Pio's spiritual teachings. Something a little different from the inspiring stories we usually share. Today we'll have a look at a beautiful piece of guidance written by Padre Pio to one of his spiritual daughters, Raffaelina Cerase, from Letters, Volume 2. In this letter, Padre Pio shares his thoughts on how to keep God ever present in our minds and hearts. So, without further ado, let's dive into his timeless wisdom. Padre Pio writes, "Take care not to lose the presence of God by any action whatsoever. Never undertake any work or any action without first raising your mind to God and directing to Him with a pure intention the action you're about to perform. You should do likewise at the end of every action. Examine yourself as to whether you have done everything with the right intention you had at the beginning, and if you find you have been at fault, then ask pardon of the Lord with humility while making a firm resolution to correct your faulty conduct." Isn't that a beautiful way to remember God in all we do? To begin and end each action with a pure intention, rising our minds to God. It's easy to get swept up in the busyness of daily life, yet Padre Pio encourages us to make these little moments into a form of worship. He then continues with a caution. You must not be discouraged or let yourself become dejected if your actions have not succeeded as perfectly as you intended. What do you expect? We are made of clay, and not every soil yields the fruits expected by the one who tills it. But let us always humble ourselves and acknowledge that we are nothing if we lack the divine assistance. To be worried because something we have done has not turned out in accordance with our pure intention shows a lack of humility. This is a clear sign that the person concerned has not entrusted the success of his action to the divine assistance, but has depended too much on his own strength. So, Padre Pio is reminding Raffaelina and us not to get frustrated if things don't turn out exactly as we'd hoped. He knew that sometimes we depend too much on our own abilities and forget the role of God's grace in our efforts. He then goes on to warn that becoming overly discontent with our shortcomings is one of Satan's cunning tactics against us. He wrote, "My Raffaelina is to guard against this secret reasoning which comes from Satan and to reject his promptings just as soon as she becomes aware of them. May the ever-present grace of the Lord invariably prevent you from being a prey to this evil spirit, even to the slightest extent. It is never a small matter when a soul espoused to the Son of God succumbs to the wishes of this dreadful monster, even in little things. So Padre Pio isn't just pointing out a human flaw here. He's warning us of the spiritual dangers of pride and discouragement. How easy it is to lose hope when we fall short. But his advice is a gentle reminder that true humility accepts both success and failure. It is as if he is saying, try your best, but leave the results to God. And finally, we have these inspiring words. Never let your mind become so absorbed in your work or in other matters as to make you lose the presence of God. For this purpose, I ask you to renew very often the right intention you had at the onset. Now and then, you should say some short prayers, which are like so many darts which wound the heart of God and constrain him to grant you his grace and his help in everything you do. So there we have it. Short, frequent prayers to keep God close, like darts that reach the heart of our Lord. Let's aim to make our actions, big or small, a part of our prayer life, as Padre Pio suggested. And, as he often reminds us, our journey towards perfection is not one we undertake alone. Our Lady plays a central role in helping us grow in holiness. As St. Louis de Montfort taught, the most perfect of all devotions is that which conforms, unites, and consecrates us most completely to Jesus. Now, of all God's creatures, Mary is the most conformed to Jesus. It therefore follows that, of all devotions, devotion to her makes the most effective consecration and conformity to him. The more one is consecrated to Mary, the more one is consecrated to Jesus. Thank you so much for watching. If you found spiritual value in today's reflection, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please leave a comment below. And if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.